Imagine planning the perfect getaway. Your dream vacation booked down to the last detail, only to be met with skyrocketing prices, unavailable flights, and sluggish websites. It might not just be high demand or bad luck. Behind the scenes, an invisible army of bad bots is wreaking havoc on the travel industry. These automated tools are manipulating prices, stealing loyalty points, and even blocking real passengers from booking seats, all while draining the resources of airlines, hotels, and travel agencies. In this episode, we dive into the hidden war that bots are waging against travel and why it matters to every single traveler, including you. I'm Steve Prentice, and this is the Talos Security Sessions podcast. To help us see through the maze of bad bots and to analyze the findings published recently in the Imperva Bad Bot Report, it is my pleasure to welcome Grania McKeever, Senior Product Marketing Manager and Cybersecurity Specialist at Imperva, a Talos company. Grania, welcome to the Talos Security Sessions podcast.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we're talking primarily about the Bad Bot Report, focusing on the travel industry. And there's a lot of information in there, and again, some surprises, not only with the uptick, for example, in travel, but also some of the things that have gone down somewhat. So based on the questions you have chosen to go with, we'll just start with the big picture. What, in your opinion, Grania, is the reason why the travel industry has become the number one target for bot attacks in 2024?
Sure. When I think of travel, I think of bookings. All of those bookings, those transactions that people are making, the systems they have to use, the systems the companies in the travel industry have to use to make their, whether it's flights available, hotel rooms, it's just a massive landscape for bot attacks, and it's getting bigger. Bots thrive in the travel industry, and I think with AI coming into the equation, we're just seeing more and more attacks. In 2024, we saw 27% of all bot attacks on our customers were targeting the travel industry, and that's up from 21% in the previous year. So it's a massive jump, and it's the first time that the travel industry has overtaken retail as the top targeted industry for bot attacks.
Does this coincide with, let's say, more people traveling because we are sort of hopefully, you know, out of the whole COVID thing and people are just doing more? Or do you think that it's organized cyber criminal gangs that are focusing on specific industry verticals, for maybe as part of a strategy?
I would say it's a combination of both of those things plus other things. I mean, there's a wide range of reasons why bot attacks happen. It can be because there are more and more travel platforms starting to pop up. And also, bot attacks are just easier to launch nowadays with the AI tools that are available. So a combination of all of those factors, plus a few more thrown in for good measure. It's definitely something that we see where prices are skewed and metrics are skewed as a result of the volumes of bot traffic that are being sent to travel websites. And this makes it difficult for travel companies to forecast, plan their pricing strategies, and to just plan ahead for the future.
Also, with regards to the uptick, the Imperva report notes that there is a shift from advanced bots to simpler ones. So it may be an obvious question, but why are we seeing this trend down to a more simple approach? And what are the implications that travel companies need to take in when looking at this data?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. We have seen an increase in the number of simple bot attacks targeting the travel industry. As I said before, AI is definitely playing a part in this. What it's doing is lowering the barrier to entry for attackers. So where before you would have had to have some technical skill set to enable you to develop the rules for a bot attack, now AI tools are making that easier for low-skilled attackers to launch an attack. So we're seeing more simple bot attacks as a result of that, and possibly less advanced, more complex bot attacks. And this is causing a problem for the industry because it's attacks like scraping, which may not sound serious to some, but it is causing a real problem to the industry because scraping causes a number of issues. The pricing data is going to be scraped. It's going to cause bandwidth issues. It also impacts your computing costs if there's a lot of traffic being sent to your sites to scrape. Also, bots as a service is a thing. That's something that also lowers the barrier to entry because it makes it very inexpensive for attackers to launch an attack, whereas before it may have cost them quite a lot of money and time to put this effort in. They may not have bothered. Now they've got these bots as a service tools, these AI platforms, and it's just a lot easier for them to do this and to come back and try again and again. Whereas before, if they weren't successful the first time round, they may not have bothered and they may have gone off and targeted somebody else. But now they can keep coming back and trying again, which is why we're seeing the volumes going up.
So when you, just for definition's sake, when you talk about a simple bot versus the more complicated ones, you mentioned scraping a moment ago. Are there other categories within the sort of the simple bot area? And how does this compare against more complicated projects?
What we can say is that simple bots are usually the known signatures, the known attacks that traditional security methods will be able to block. Then you've got your more advanced. So if a travel company has security measures in place, they may be able to block some of those attacks, but not they wouldn't be able to block the more advanced and complex bot attacks. If they don't have any security measures in place, those simple bots are going to cause them a problem because they're going to be getting in and infiltrating and targeting all sorts of things like their APIs and scraping their pricing. But the simple bots are usually the lower level known attacks that would be easier to mitigate.
And so what are the other implications to the travel industry? Clearly, in terms of price scraping and so forth, we have some obvious threats here. And like many other industries, it is facing a lot of uncertainty economically in this era for many, many reasons. But what do you also see as further implications for the travel industry based on these kinds of bot attacks?
The bot attacks are causing them problems in so many different ways. Their look-to-book ratio being skewed, that's a forecasting measure they use within the travel industry. So if that has been skewed and impacted by bot attacks, they can no longer use that as a measure, as I said, for planning their pricing. I think the ratio is the number of looks divided by the number of actual bookings. So for example, if you have 10,000 searches for a flight seat and only 100 purchases, it's, I think, 100 to 1. And they measure that ratio. The higher that ratio is, means there's something off kilter, there's something not right. And the biggest problem is bot traffic is causing that issue. I mean, there are other things that cause it to be off. I mean, for example, they could be targeting the wrong customer personas with their marketing campaigns and getting a lot of people who are just looking at the flights and not booking. I'm talking about flights a lot. We're also, you know, in the travel industry, it could be anything. It could be hotel rooms. It could be tickets on train travel or anything like that, you know, any number of things. But if we think about flights for now, that's how they measure and forecast, and bots are really skewing that for them. Other things that impacted, as I said, are, you know, targeting the wrong people. Or, for example, you go on and you look at a flight and you think you like the price, and then you realize that there's seats to pay for and baggage to pay for, and then you come out. So they might go in and analyze what their strategy is and look at that again. That ratio gives them an indication of, do they need to change something up? But if bots are attacking their site or sending lots and lots of requests to a site, it's difficult for those organizations to conduct their business as normal.
It sounds kind of like a DDoS attack, right? It's like simply a lot of requests hitting their servers at the same time and skewing the data.
Yeah. In some ways, sometimes bot attacks are DDoS attacks, where it's just a lot of automated traffic that can impact your performance or completely take your site offline, depending on the severity of it.
One of the specific areas I wanted to clarify here is this notion of seat spinning bots. Now, is that related to what you just described, or is that something different?
It is related. It's not 100% correlated, but it is related. I mean, it's seat spinning bots. We always have to remember there's always a human behind any bot attack, because I think sometimes you can think these bots are doing this themselves. There's always a human behind it. So there's always a motivation behind it. And when we think about seat spinning is whenever an attacker uses bots to book out seats but not go through with the purchase transaction. So they've blocked these seats. They're not available for other customers. This impacts the airlines in lots of ways. You know, they lose that business, because if you're looking for a flight and it's not available, you go elsewhere, and then they make them available later, but it's too late. You've already lost that revenue. You may have lost that customer for good because they may have found a preferred provider. It impacts their look-to-book ratio as well, you know, and their infrastructure. It could slow down the system if there's lots of traffic being sent at the same time. So it impacts their business in lots of ways. But there's always a human element to it. And it could be just cyber attack for the sake of a cyber attack. You know, there is such a thing as cyber hooliganism, cyber vandalism. You'll have heard all those terms. There are attackers out there who just disrupt for the sake of disrupting. And this could be one of the methods that they use.
So what choice do travel organizations have? What can we look at in terms of potential powers to fight these kinds of activities?
Yeah, there are plenty of ways. There are plenty of things that travel companies can do to stop and prevent bot attacks. They're not going away anytime soon. AI is just going to make them even more of a problem. So travel companies should look at having an advanced bot protection solution in place first and foremost. You know, make sure you've got an advanced mitigation strategy in place.
Okay.
Continuously monitor your traffic, you know, look for any anomalies. One of the things that's recommended in the bad bot report is to define your baseline. You know, what is normal? Define what are normal patterns of behavior, whether that be based on the geos that the traffic should be coming from, the volumes of the traffic you're expecting. And if you see any anomalies or sudden spikes or dips, that could be indicative, or a lot of traffic coming from a geo that you don't normally get traffic from, that could be indicative that this is bot traffic. So there are lots of indicators like that. Use behavior analysis, use your AI detection tools to monitor for that sort of behavior, machine learning to define and detect whether the traffic is human traffic or good bots, or is it bad bots out to conduct something malicious. Honeypots is another mitigation strategy that is used sometimes to determine whether the traffic is bad bot traffic or human traffic, because that's when false buttons or URLs are put in place that normal legitimate traffic wouldn't go to, but the bot traffic does go to, and then that's it. You know, it enables you to determine that that's bot traffic and you can block it. So there's a number of ways you can do it, but one of the most important ones I would like to mention here is to protect your APIs. Travel companies rely heavily on APIs. They work a lot with aggregators. If you think of the booking platforms that we all use when we're trying to find a hotel or sometimes trying to find an entire holiday package, you might use an aggregator. And they are all dependent on APIs and contractual agreements with travel companies to share data with one another. And they're the target. They're a top target for bots as well. So when we think about all of these tactics and techniques that the bots are using to bypass detection, they're trying to get somewhere by bypassing all of those detections, and they're trying to reach your APIs and your applications. They're trying to get where the value is, where the data is, and where they can cause as much disruption as they can. So just make sure that your APIs are protected.
That's a great piece of advice. One of my other questions in this threat types area is got to be about loyalty program fraud.
Well, preventing loyalty fraud is a big issue for travel companies. So we've got the seat spinning problem, we've got the skewed metrics problem, the scraping, and then we've got this account takeover issue where attackers use bots they use automation basically to try and get at your accounts. So one of the things organizations can do to protect against this sort of attack is to protect their most critical paths, their login screens, anywhere where a transaction is executed, and use multi-factor authentication. Make sure you've got the right authentication measures in place. Use behavior analysis to detect any anomalies, as I mentioned before, that might indicate that this is bot traffic and not human traffic. We hear about credential stuffing, where attackers use stolen credentials to try and find out if they can use them for account takeover. So the two go hand in hand. So when you hear about companies had a data breach, often those credentials are stolen and used then in account takeover attacks elsewhere. And the travel industry is a target for this because they often have the airlines, the hotels, they all have these loyalty programs where their customers can build up points and rewards. And the attackers get hold of those accounts. They can exfiltrate that data or take that. That all of this at the end of the day is going to cost those companies a lot of money because they will have to front that. So yeah, look out for those anomalies and spikes, baseline your traffic patterns and use multi-factor authentication where you can. But yes, preventing loyalty fraud is a big issue, a big challenge for the travel sector.
Two interesting things coming out of what you're describing here. The number one is, once again, sadly, how humans are the weakest link in any security chain. And just again, whether it's a matter of losing login data or not using MFAs. I mean, so many organizations aren't sufficiently putting MFAs or any other kind of passkey type technology in place. But also the good thing you're mentioning, I think, is that at the same time, AI that can create some of these problems is also being used to do that kind of anomaly detection.
Yeah.
So we can turn to that at least.
Yes, it's a double-edged sword, if you like. The attackers can use AI to make it easier for them to launch a bot attack, but organizations within the travel sector and any other sector for that matter can use AI and machine learning to help improve their detection capabilities. Certainly, yes,
yeah.
It's definitely an advantage. The problem is that you have to be one step ahead of the attackers at all times because AI is making it possible for them to come back again and again and improve and hone their technique to be successful. So you need to be one step ahead of them at all times with your security techniques to make sure that you don't let them break down the barriers.
Yeah, which is the central strategic prerogative, to stay always one step ahead, regardless what that costs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, to mangle metaphors for a moment, that you've got a double-edged cat and mouse going on here, and this is always one thing after the other. And I could imagine, maybe I'm wrong here, that travel agencies generally are not high-margin organizations, not a lot of spare cash to invest in these kinds of things.
Well, you've got your smaller travel agencies, and then you've got your huge organizations who are probably more likely to have an advanced mitigation strategy in place.
Yeah, good point.
But your smaller outfits may not be as well protected. And the problem there is it would only take one big scraping project or one huge account takeover effort that could take them offline completely or possibly put them out of business if they end up having to pay costs as a result of an account takeover or data breach because of an API attack. So for those organizations, you know, it is important also to have the right mitigation strategies in place. I would mention here that Imperva is actually partnering with one of the big leading global distribution systems that travel companies work with to manage a lot of their bookings and all of their operational platforms.
Mm-hmm.
We're partnering with one of the global leaders to offer our best-in-class application security tailored to the travel industry. So for those smaller and maybe mid-sized travel agencies and travel companies, that will be an option for them to have that really, you know, industry-focused cybersecurity capabilities available to them.
Excellent. So you're pooling the risk. It's kind of like insurance in a way, right? I mean, you're providing the sort of larger scale risk mitigation for smaller organizations.
Well, we're partnering with one of the leading global distribution systems, and they're offering this as a service that these companies can avail of if they decide to.
Yeah.
But it means that there is, if they don't have any protection in place and they use that GDS, that global distribution system, they can decide whether they want to avail of that protection or not.
Yeah.
It just gives them the opportunity to consider it. Whereas a smaller player who isn't using a GDS, I don't even know if that's possible within the travel sector, but they would be more at risk, I would say, from a bot attack because they wouldn't be protected.
So we're going nicely through our collection of questions here. And one of them was to be like a kind of a side question to put in here about captures. I'm not sure whether this is even relevant to bring this in, but in my experience, a lot of people find captures to be kind of annoying. In your experience, is this something that is still relevant to the security industry, or are bots just good at bypassing them as well? Is it an aged or a dated technique, captures, for securing a website?
Well, I wanted to say yes and no, okay? Because yes, it's a bit of a dated technique and bots are becoming smarter and learning how to bypass captures. But we ran a poll as recently as yesterday on a webinar. The question, what is your primary method for blocking bots? And the highest answer was CAPTCHA.
Wow.
So people are still relying on CAPTCHAs as bot mitigation strategy, and it should never be your first line of defense because Bots are just becoming smarter. They're able to bypass captchas. And there are other ways of detecting whether it's bot traffic that, you know, I would recommend that organizations put, you know, a more advanced mitigation or take a more advanced mitigation approach, you know, make sure that they're leveraging monitoring and detection using those machine learning anomaly detection techniques I mentioned before. They can leverage adaptive captcha. They can leverage dynamic rate limiting, and all of these things will help them to detect whether it's bot traffic before it gets to the stage where it bypasses the captcha altogether. We still recommend captchas for outdated browsers. For example, if you see traffic coming from a browser that's over 2 years old, I think we recommend that you use the captcha to try and detect whether it's bot traffic or not. But it shouldn't be your only line of defense.
Right. So that is really an interesting point there. So we've now covered to some degree the financial toll of this activity on the travel sector, both directly and indirectly, and smaller business versus the large ones. So looking to the future, it's obvious that the criminals aren't going to go away. But do you have any other insights, either your own or things we can derive from the report that may help guide people over their plans for the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, just again, ensure that you have an advanced mitigation strategy in place. Bots are just going to become more prevalent. Bot attacks are going to grow in volume. AI is going to lower the barrier to entry even more. What we've seen last year the report covers 2024. That was just the beginning. You know, we're going to see an increase in those same patterns, more and more bot attacks as a result of AI tools being available. So tighten up your security strategy. Also, your defenses will need to adapt to stay ahead. What we talked about with the cat and mouse game, the bots are going to be smarter because of AI and machine learning. So your detection capabilities, you need to use security techniques that stay ahead of the bot attacks. I would see in the future, there are probably going to be tighter regulations around the travel industry because they are becoming such a top, highly targeted industry for this type of attack. So I would imagine that there might be tighter security regulations around your security measures that you have in place, certainly where it comes to bookings and customers and transactions and data and account takeover and all of those sort of areas where personal data is involved.
Is there anything else, Grainne, that we have missed in our conversation today? This has been filled with information already, but anything else that people may need to be aware of, including, of course, where people can find a copy of the report or any other points or warnings you wish to share with us?
No, I think we've covered everything. The Bad Bot Report is available to download from our website at www.imperva.com. And we also have some interesting infographics coming out soon as well. So if you look out for those on our social media, on our LinkedIn platform as well. That's everything.
So Grainne McKeever, Senior Product Marketing Manager and Cybersecurity Specialist at Imperva, a Talos company, thank you so much for joining me here today on the Talos Security Sessions podcast.
Thank you very much for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Remember, if you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and tell a friend or a colleague or a client or all of them about the Talos Security Sessions podcast. We will be back again soon with another episode and another discussion on the topics that you need to know about to successfully carry on in the business of information security. Until then, I'm Steve Prentice. Thanks for listening.